Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Bruce Ellis, and this is the Insider Report. So sit back, relax, and let your ears do the walking as I fill you in on what's going on in the area this weekend and beyond. Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show. Hey, I hope y'all had a great weekend last weekend. We kind of just took it a little bit easy. That's kind of like kicks, you know, sometimes there's things to do and sometimes there's not, even though there's plenty to do out there. When I'm putting together the paper and, you know, getting these shows together, get a couple magical musical history tours together, it kind of takes up a little bit of time. And hey, it's nice to relax and hang out at home a little bit too. But hey, you know, the next few weekends and stuff, you're going to be hearing me talking here during the show. We have got, man, it's event season, including the biggest one coming up soon. But I'll talk about all that in a little bit. We kind of just did a little bit this weekend, did that. Put the banners up for the Pirate Festival outside of town and all each end of town. So you can see that out there. And we even had a break on watching The Little Prince on Sunday. We just kind of like, it was a relaxing weekend. And then the kids came over, including Little Prince, and we had dinner and all that. So we did a little Sunday family fun day, which brings me right back around to make sure that you spend time with your family and friends at least one time a week or as much as you can. It's always a good thing, but at least once a week, hey, you feel better about it. And you know what? That's it right there. You'll be feeling good, and everybody else will too. So that's it for that one. I'm getting off the soapbox now. I'm going right into the serious stuff because we got some events going on. A half hour might not be enough. Let's see, so we're going to start with the 101 Bar and Grill. On a Thursday, they have line dancing, and it's ladies' night if you're feeling right. And then, of course, Wednesdays and Sundays, it's karaoke, and every Monday night is steak special. And coming to the 101 in August, they got, let's see, this last weekend, that's right, they had the California Boys there. Well, on 8-11 there, August 11th, they're going to have the California Girls. So that's going to be at 9 p.m. And then on 8-12, they're going to have a blacklight party. So that's what's happening at the 101 Bar and Grill. We're going a little blast in the past there. Blacklight parties, those things were happening back in the 80s, you know. So that was cool. That's all right. Everybody wear your white stuff and make sure, yeah. What was it? We used to do something with the Visine. Something that turns green. One of them, murine, turns green inside. So if you got murine, yeah. Kind of fun stuff with the black light shows, the party there. So that sounds like fun. Anyways, at the Catalyst Seafood Restaurant and Lounge, we got happy, home of the world's longest happy hour. That's right. It's from 2 to 6 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. And let me see. I think we got a little something coming right there on 8-5. We've got Frankie C is going to be playing there, and you can always give a holler for the music lineup. That's at Catalyst Seafood. Then at Checo Brewing, oh my goodness, they got something going on all the time. So let's see, they've got coming up here, we're going on the 25th, we got Patty and Acuna. On the 27th, we got Frankie C. On the 28th, we've got Rap Brush. And on the 29th, we got Lon Goddard going to be playing there. And let me see, we'll go into a little bit of, on the 3rd, Frankie C. On the 4th, Rap Brush. And on the 5th, Lon Goddard. And on the 8th, Steve Harrington. That's what's happening at the Checo Brewing. Rivers Inn Sports Bar, they got something going on, every day of the week. They got Monday free pool. Tuesday, it's Tamale Tuesday and karaoke. Wednesday, it's 50 Cent Wing Day. Thursday, it's karaoke. Friday, it's DJ night. Saturday, it's the People's Choice. Sunday, it's sports. Some sports going on, and they got a bunch of sport TV up there. It's a sports bar, so there's going to be sports going on. I guarantee it. That's at the Rivers End Sports Bar. And let's see, they got coming up in August on the 19th. They've got the Roadsters coming down. So there you go. That's what's happening at Rivers End. And then we'll slide over to Sebastian's Bar and Grill. With Gil Kirk tickling the ivories, Wednesday through Sunday, 6 to 9 p.m. That's at Sebastian's Bar and Grill. We're going over to the Vista Pub where they have jazz on Thursdays going on. And then on the 28th coming up is Johnny and Reg. And let me see here, we're going to give a little sneak peek into the future. On the 4th, they got David Rogers. On the 11th, of Caveman Dave. On the 17th, Joe Holt. Now that Joel Holt show on the 17th is from 5 to 7 p.m. Otherwise, all shows start at 7 p.m. That's at the Vista Pub. Voodoo Lounge, Thursdays and Saturdays, they got karaoke going on from 6 to 10 p.m. And then if you're up out of town in Grants Pass area, we got the Laughing Clam, and they have music on Fridays 7 to 10 and on Saturdays 6 to 9. And coming up, they have on the 28th and the 29th is the Out of Towners, both nights there. And let me see, we also have coming up on the 4th, Not Too Shabby, Kentucky Blend on the 5th. On the 11th, we have Tim Mitchell and the Beats Working Band. And on the 12th, we got Ozzy Mark and Sheila Fiddler. So that's what's happening for the next couple weeks at the Laughing Clam. And then when we slide down to beautiful CC by the Sea, we've got the Inateca. And on the 28th, Just Molly Maybe. And then let me see, we've got 29th is David Doherty. Let's see if I got something else on them in here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and on the 25th at the Inateca, we have the Spence Brothers Trio with old Frankie C singing with the Spence Brothers. So that's going to be happening there. On the 29th, we at Secret Brewing, we have Steve Berg on the 29th. And I've got some more on them. I know he sent me some stuff here. We've got Chris and Wendy coming up on the 5th. On the 12th is Frankie C. On the 19th is the Lost Coast Countrymen. And on the 26th, Jawbone and Jolene. So that's what's happening at Sea Creek Brewing at the end of this month and in August. So, hey, all right. So that's some of the music scene going on in the bars around the area. Then we've got Steve Harrington right here. He's playing at the Kuntai Restaurant every Wednesday and Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. We got Ray Cornell, the piano man. He's playing at the Checo Activity Center every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11:30 to 12:30. There you go. And let me see. Frankie C is playing Coon Ties on Monday nights. And Chris and Wendy are going to be playing down there at the Oceans 675 from 8 to 10 p.m., or I mean from 9 to 11 p.m., on the 27th, the 28th, and the 29th. So three nights in a row, you can see Chris and Wendy Capitana down at Ocean 675. All right, okay, hey, you know what? The Del Norte County Fair, the little fair that could. It's coming up here August 3rd through the 6th there for 2017. They got Danny Gokey happening on the 3rd, the Drew Baldridge and Morgan Wallen on Friday the 4th. 6 p.m. Let me see, they have the CCPRA Rodeo going on Saturday, August 5th at 1 p.m. And the Demolition Derby and Mudball Drag Races Sunday, August 6th, 2 p.m. There you go. That's what's happening at the little fair that could in Del Norte County Fair. Plus, I'm sure a whole lot more. And speaking of fairs, since we got to be fair for all the fairs that are going on in the area. Say that four times in a row. We've got the Curry County Fair is coming up here, and let's see what they got going on. This year, the Curry County Fair they're called the Big Shindig. This is happening from July 26th through the 29th, so coming up this next weekend is the Big Shindig. The Curry County Fair is happening this next weekend. It's going to be happening at Gold Beach at the fairgrounds. And let me see what they got going on this year. They got a little schedule of events here. They got Levitation by Special Head, BMX Freestyle Team, they got Raptors and Birds of Prey, the Indigenous Cultures in Action, Lucky Seven Bulls and Barrels, Motorsports, there's a carnival going on, the Mutton Busting, Talent Roundup, and of course the Beautiful Baby Contest. Oh, there's a Diaper Derby, that would fit hand in hand. Battle of the Bands, there's going to be exhibitors all over the place, Culinary Arts, Round and Round Raffle, Hoofs, Feathers, and Fur, the Junior Livestock Auction, Rodeo Court, 4-H. Let's see. That's it. A whole bunch of stuff going on there. The admission is adults $7 daily. Children 6 to 12 are $2. And Friday, they're free. And children under 6 are free. Seniors 62 and older are $5. And on Wednesday, it's $3. And then Friday, they got the Family Fun Day for $15, two adults and three children. That's what they call a family. And then a season pass for 4 days is $20. and the parking is $3. So there you go. That's the big scoopage on the Curry County Fair. I gave more than I did the Del Norte County Fair, didn't I? Because I didn't have all that info for them. But that's all right. I had to be fair this week. So there you go. That's what's happening. Two fairs right back to back, too. And then, of course. Oh, I don't know. Only the 7th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival. That's right. Going on August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Are you ready, lads and lasses? Ha ha ha. We're going to have some fun. That's right. It's starting Friday, noon to 9 p.m. Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. And Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's sword fighting, food, cannon fire. Oh, raffles, kids' activities, music, beer gardens. I'm going to tell you, we got all kinds of good fun stuff going on. And mermaids. That's right, folks, mermaids. And we got a little bit of a contest going on this year. So we have the queen for this year, which is Metatrina. But next year we're looking to, does Metatrina hold her crown or does it pass on to another one of the princesses? That's right, because you get a vote on it. We're going to do a whole thing after this year's Pirate Festival. So that'll be a little bit of fun for next year. So anyways, we hope to see y'all out there August 11th, 12th, and 13th at the 17th annual Pirates of the Pacific Festival. My goodness. And you know what's really? No admission charge. That's right. We don't charge anybody. We just want you to come have some fun with us. It's just our way of, dressing up, giving a reason to dress up as a pirate. What the heck, and y'all can feel free to come join us. So that's the Pirates of the Pacific Festival. I got it out there. Okay, next up, it all just kind of slid together, you know what I'm saying? We got some new band, a couple ladies that play guitar, new music, I should say, act in town here. And they got a second Tiger Lily show going on. Banjo, mandolin, and guitar. Let's see, so we've got Tiger Lily is actually the name of somebody who performs. Steve Arrington's going to be there, and Empty Nest is going to be there. It's happening August 26th. From 2 to 5 p.m. at the Brookings Harbor Fire Department. So tickets for sale at the Brian Scott Gallery. You can call 541-412-8687. And let me see. Tickets pre-sale, $10. And at the door, $15. So there you go. That's the Empty Nest Tiger Lily show. There you go. Yeah, second Tiger Lily show. So there must have been a first one and I missed it. So that's happening August 26th. Okay, and then Empty Nest is also Two Girls, Two Guitars, Too Much Fun. They're going to be playing Fridays and Saturdays at the Honey Bear by the Sea. That's up there outside of Gold Beach, the campground up there. They're going to be playing from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can get on Facebook and check them out for additional shows and dates. So there you go. That's MT Nest. Kind of cool way they did that. Capital M, capital T, Nest. Yeah, there you go. A little play on words there. So that's happening Fridays and Saturdays, Honey Bear by the Sea. And this is the season that place will be happening. Okay, well, here we go. We got two ways you can... Oh, all right. See how I segue these into each other. This is going to be great. Okay, you can help Curry Coast Community Radio two different ways right now. There's probably a million ways you can help us, but I'm going to name off two right now. You can help us earn donations just by shopping with your Fred Meyer Rewards card. That's right. You know, Fred Meyer has donated $2.5 million a year to the nonprofits, and they're spreading it out through Alaska, Idaho, and Oregon, and Washington. And it's based on where their customers tell them to give. So here's how it works. You sign up for the Community Rewards Program by linking your Fred Meyer Rewards card to Curry Coast Community Radio at fredmeyer.com/community rewards. You can search for us by our name, Curry Coast Community Radio, or by our nonprofit number, 91306. Then, every time you shop and use your reward card, you are helping Curry Coast Community Radio earn a donation. Isn't that awesome? I think so, and so does everybody at the radio station, because we want to keep on going. And you know what? You can still earn your rewards points, fuel points, and rebates just as you do today. Now, if you don't have a rewards card and you want to have some fun with us, they are available at the customer service desk of any Fred Meyer store. And you can just go to that at fredmeyer.com/community rewards and get all the info you need there, as I choke out at the end. For more information, please visit fredmeyer.com/community rewards, and you can help us out at the little station that could, KCIW, KCIW 100.7 FM. That's right. And now the other way you can help us is Brother Jim Newman here. He's doing a little recycling drive for KCIW. So if you'd like to give up your cans and bottles and stuff like that to help us earn a little more money for the little station that could, all you gotta do is call Jim at 541-254-1002, and he will either come pick him up or you can make arrangements with him. So there you go, recycling drive as well. So there's two ways you can help us at KCIW, and thank you for listening. Walk with Ease virtual class. Join this walking program by phone or computer, regardless of age, ability, or location. Okay, so here it is. This is Walk with Ease is a simple fitness program free to all Oregonians. The program aims to reduce pain, build confidence in being physically active, improve overall health, and enjoy connecting with others across the state. Class will meet twice a week virtually for 6 weeks and help you create your own walking plan. There's free resources and individual support provided to help you be successful. Now, this is happening August 1st through September 12th. It's on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and the time is to be determined by participants registered. So what you want to do is you want to go to walk.oregonstate.edu, or you can call 541-737-3173 for more information on this. And I guess you go there, it'll probably just hook you right up to it so you can register there. That's it. Okay. So that's your Walk with Ease virtual class. Kind of curious about that one. And yet I'm not. Okay. I'm just thinking there's so many ways of cheating during that one. No, the whole idea is to, I know, virtual Walk with Ease. Okay, here we go. Got some sad news for everybody here. And I'm putting it all over the place and in the inside of Southern Oregon. It'll be everywhere. The Slammin' Salmon Slammin' Labor Day Weekend Bash has been canceled. And you know what? The best way to do it is I'm just going to read exactly what I wrote the other day, because, you know, it tells it all in a nutshell. So, you know, sad to say, due to the fact that the salmon fishing was closed this year and lack of enough vendors and sponsors to cover expenses coming aboard, this year's Slammin' Salmon will not take place. However, next year will be a different story. Several fishermen have approached me and offered their help in setting up a fishing derby for next year that will involve various fish and not just salmon. So whether it's a salmon, whether it's salmon fishing or not, we're going to have a fishing derby. We will follow the pattern of past Slammin' Salmon fishing derbies, complete with a weigh-in stage and prizes for contest category winners and a grand prize. We will make sure to start early in the year and get the derby in all the fishing venues that have been utilized in the past, and seek other outlets as well, you know, magazines and stuff like that. We want to make sure and get it in there. There will be festivities on the boardwalk during Labor Day weekend 2018 that will include vendors, merchants and food, beer gardens, live music, and activities for all ages, plus the weigh-in and all that good stuff going along with the fishing derby. We are looking forward to bringing the Slammin' Salmon back and better than ever, and hope you will join us next year for the rebirth of one of the largest and popular fishing derbies on the West Coast, not to mention a great party on the boardwalk at the Port of Brookings Harbor. So there you go, folks. This year we had to cancel it, but next year it's going to come back strong, and we'll do it right. We'll have it the way, you know, by the time we ended up taking over this thing this year, and by the time, you know, they told us that there wasn't going to be any fishing, I had no way of arranging another derby even if we wanted to then, because I was approached right off the bat, and it was like not enough time. But next year we started at the beginning of the year, hey, and then we got a big Slammin' Salmon, and we'll bring it back to the area. So there you go. Sad news, but it'll be all right, everybody. It'll be all right. Let's see. Pistol River Concert Series is bringing Ray Bonneville. He'll be coming here Saturday on August 19th at 8 p.m. So he's a New Orleans-inspired song and groove man. So that's going to be happening at the Pistol River Concert Series. You can go online and check out pistolriverconcert.com, and you'll read all about Ray. They got a nice little synopsis on him and everything. See, I said that word on Monday morning. That's pretty good. Alright, tickets are $15 and available at Wright's Custom Framing and Gold Beach Books. Reservations can also be made by phoning 541-247-2848. Okay. All right, hey, Coastline Neighbors will be hosting a community chat. Learn how volunteers use their talents and skills to help needy community members thrive at home. Coastline Neighbors is an all-volunteer organization devoted to helping vulnerable Curry County residents. The chat will be held on August 16th at the Brookings Library Annex, 402 Alder Street, Brookings, Oregon, at 3 p.m. For more information, you can contact Lindy at 541-313-6490. That's the Coastline Neighbors Community Chat. Festival of Art is happening, too. Here's another one that comes around every year, and it's the week before the Pirate Festival. The 2017 Festival of Art is Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday, August 6th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's original art and handcrafted items. This is sponsored by the Pelican Bay Arts Association. There's activities for children, a food court, and music. This is all happening in Stout Park on the 5th and 6th of August, the Festival of Art. See, and you can call for more information, 541-469-1807. All right, yeah, that's been going on a few years here now. They didn't actually put a year on it, but they could have. Let me see. The Wild Rivers Music Festival is coming August 19th, 2017, to Azalea Park in Brookings, Oregon, from noon to 9 p.m. There's music, food, and brews. Performances by Keith Greninger and Achilles Wheel, Rogue Suspect, Tony Land, Castletown, and Second Bridge. The tickets are $25 for adults and $5 for the youths. You can go to wildriversmusicfestival.com for more information. You can pick up tickets in Brookings at Curry Coastal Pilot at 507 Checo Avenue or in Crescent City at the Del Norte Office Supply, 240 I Street. That's happening, the Wild Rivers Music Festival. Woo-hoo! Tattoo 4 presents Oregon Music Tattoo and Music Festival coming to Medford, Oregon, August 25th and 27th. This is going to be at the Medford Armory, 1701 South Pacific Highway in Medford, Oregon. Artist booths are available. For more, you can go to www.OregonTattooExpo.com. All right. Hey, so a tattoo expo coming here to Medford. Effective communication strategies with our loved ones with dementia will be the topic at the next Family Caregiver Support Group meeting. The meeting will be at 2 p.m. on August 14th in the upstairs dining room of the Checo Activity Center. Learn to decode the verbal and behavioral messages delivered by someone with dementia and identify strategies to help you connect and communicate better. You can contact Mary Ellen for more information at 541-251-0498, or you can go to mariehelenpc@gmail.com. Remember, each Monday, the Time Out For Me program is going on in the downstairs of the Checo Activity Center. This is an opportunity for caregivers to take some time out for themselves and know that their loved one is being well taken care of and having a wonderful time with the volunteer staff. The program is free. You can contact Checo Activity Center for more information, 541-469-6822. So two very important things going on. Checo Activity Center is keeping it going. Let's see. We have a Music Together Generations free demo happening. This is by the Harmony Me Group. This is happening Wednesday, August 2nd. So it's coming up this Wednesday. Or not this Wednesday. Two weeks. It'll be coming up at 6:30 p.m. at the Checo Community Public Library. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. I'm getting all excited about the Fire Festival. So this will be happening Wednesday, August 2nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Checo Community Public Library. Let's see. Residents of the community as old as 100 join families with children newborn to kindergarten age in the Music Together class held at the local library. Trisha Bartlett Iverson, Director of Harmony and Me Music, explains, "This is the highlight of the week for many seniors. Some participants simply light up when they come to class. The combination of music and children is just magical. Each elder participates in their own way. Some grandfriends actively absorb the experience, clearly delighting in watching and listening. Others love singing along, tapping their feet, and shaking the instruments along with the family." So this is happening in the Music Together Generations free demo, August 2nd, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Checo Community Library. You can also give a call at 541-661-2532 or go to www.harmonyandmemusic.com for more info. And the Shoe Exchange is happening again. August Brookings Harbor Shoe Exchange date will be on the first Saturday of the month. So that's going to be August 5th instead of the usual second Saturday of the month. So there you go. So that's it right there. That's going to be happening on the first Saturday of the month, August 5th. And then I'll get some more info as it comes on down, as Linda sends it to me. Learn to move through life with grace, balance, and harmony. Join them as they practice Tai Chi and Chi Kung as a way to heal the body, focus the mind, and center the spirit with Tai Chi in the Park. That's happening Saturday, July 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Azalea Park near the Capella. You want to use the North Bank Checo entrance to Azalea Park. So here's the benefits of Tai Chi. Improved balance and coordination, relaxation and reduction of stress, relieves arthritis and increases flexibility, and lowers blood pressure. Okay, your instructor is Sean Stone, and she's a certified Tai Chi instructor teaching for over 20 years. This is sponsored by the Checo Activity Center, 541-469-6822. All right, Tai Chi in the Park. Okay, the Outreach Gospel Mission will be at the Farmers Market in Harbor, Oregon. They started this June 30th, and it's going on through Saturday, September 16th with the Pluck-A-Duck Raffle. Each Friday and Saturday, a themed gift basket with a value of approximately $200 with gift certificates and items relating to that theme will be raffled off. Let's see, tickets may be purchased Friday evenings from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 3 at the Farmers Market at the Outreach Gospel Mission booth. The drawing for the winning tickets will be at 3 p.m. on Saturday. You don't have to be present to win, and then you can pick up your winning basket at the Farmer's Market or at the time of the drawing, or come to the Outreach Gospel Mission. They're at 15701 Highway 101 the following Tuesday with your winning ticket, and they will give you your prize, and there you go. Boom. Aha. So that's it. I got no more, and if I did, I wouldn't have time to say it anyway, so I want to thank you all for listening, and when you're done with my show, make sure and check out all the other cool shows going on KCIW Little Station, it could 100.7 FM, or go to kciw.org and listen to a whole lot of shows, including the Insider Report, at your own leisure. So, until next week, this is Bruce, howdy, howdy, ho, Ellis, signing off. Keep it real and spread the love and peace every chance you get, and I'll see you out there. And this week's MMHT show is Cab Calloway. So make sure and check out the schedule on kciw.org so you can catch that show as well. Bam! I almost had a false bam there for a second. I forgot. I had to give my show a plug for crying out loud, but it fits in.
Nothing worse than the false bam.
Yeah, and then to turn around and not even give my show a plug. It's like, hey.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's why I get the big bucks. Wait a minute.